Welcome back to the studio. I am Eric C. Jackson, and today we are going to dive into web design, the new web design for the website. Right now I'm transitioning from the Shopify store to a different hosting site, and it is going to help me with automation in terms of automating all of the print orders that come in. So I'm going to go into showing you guys my what I'm doing here. Let's see, we got okay. So this is going to be the new website, or is the new website. The web address is the same. And this is the old site. Now this site, the old site, is going to be gone in about a week and a half. It's going to officially close. I actually do love the presentation of the old site, but the problem is I can't automate the ordering process at all. So I'll give you guys an example here. Okay, so we got the news site. We've got the gallery. Let's go with emulate. That's one of my favorites. So in terms of presentation, the new website, I have to improve it the best that I can, because this particular theme for Shopify, I spent a few hundred dollars on it, and I was very picky about the website design, and so it definitely looks better. But the issue comes in where if there's changes to be made, I have to make the changes manually, and it just takes me a long time to make those changes. So I'll give you a perfect example. When we had a lot of paper shortages or paper supply issues with the photo lab, I had to change labs to have the same paper type, that sort of thing. And so if I change paper, I would have to come to the description, which is here, and change the actual description. So all of this, see, I had the Fuji Flex Crystal. You can request the print mounts. You can request a price sheet for the acrylic prints. And then this is a different paper type down here. So it says 12 by 8 starting at that particular price. Because I couldn't list all of the products in this menu. I just can't. It's just too many products to have. So what I want to do, and the other thing added to that is ordering. When the order comes in, so you click the add to cart, the order comes to me, I review the order, and then I send the order in to the lab so that they can do all of that, right? So I want that entire thing automated. So what I've done is I've come over here, created a new website. It still functions pretty much the same, but when you come to emulate and you want to order something, all of the products are readily available. So you just pick which product type you want, whether it's a normal paper print, whether it's a fine art print, whether it's a wall art product. All your options are going to be here. And out of those options, there's more options. I will say what you can do also is with more info, there's a little button underneath the description. there's more info. So you got Luster, Glossy, and Pearl, which I alluded to Pearl on the previous site. But there's your choices right there. And that's just for one product. Other sizes, same thing. Luster, Glossy, and Pearl. And then you would click on that. There's your sizes. And so it's a lot easier for me to have a lot of different sizes available, because before I would have to manually put all of these sizes in there. And if I wanted to add a new dimension or a different size, I would have to manually go in and add everything. This website that I'm using now works differently, where I do everything on the back end. I put all of the sizes in that I want for that particular product, and then any photograph that I add to that category, it's going to list everything that's there. And so that's basically what I'm doing right now, is I'm setting the templates, the price templates in the background, and just adding the photographs I want in that particular template. And so that works a lot better. Now, the other problem that I wanted to get away from is if there's a supply shortage, then this website is going to automatically let you know that this particular paper is not available, right? So I don't have to manually go into the website, update that information, and then when the paper type comes back into stock, go back to the website, update the information again. It just makes it easier for me to manage all of my photographs. So it's an automated process now. But like I said, the other size is going to be a 30 by 45. With the fine art prints, again, you have the more info button that's underneath the description here. So you click on that, and it's actually going to take you to a different look, to where you have an example of a print, sample print. And that's another shot where it kind of, you see the texture, how the texture is different. So it's got like a, I don't want to say a rag, but really it's like a rag texture on it. This is, so it says 100% cotton. So let me see if I can make it. Yes. Okay. So 100% cotton, archival acid and lignin free paper with a natural contrast. And so you see the texture. Different papers have different texture. And so you really, I really suggest like you pay attention to the descriptions for the papers, because they are different. Now you take the rag texture and you compare it to the Epson. Let me see if I can show you guys that one. If I can click the right button. More info. Okay. So you see how there's less texture? It's a little bit more like pebble, like a pebbly type texture. So that's rag. No, wait, that's luster. Delivers deep saturation and remains cockle free. So again, that texture is going to be different. So if you go to the bright rag, you see that texture there. And then if you switch it to the luster, it's a smoother texture. It's got some texture to it. It's not completely smooth, but it's definitely smoother. So that's what you have with, especially with the fine art prints. The papers are different. This is a little bit of a mixture of the two. It has more texture than the Epson, but not as much as Moab. So that's kind of in the middle in terms of texture. Hot press, bright white. So you kind of see the texture there. So instead of like really thick pebbles, it's a little bit smaller, more coarse. Yeah. So it's like a pebble texture, is a little bit more fine with this one. So that's the Canson. Oh, no, wait, that's the Epson Bright White. Now, if it's a bright white, it's not going to have a color tone to it more times than not, unless it's more like an eggshell. But whatever the color tone is, it's going to affect how the print looks. And then this is the Epson Exhibit Fiber. More info. Let's see how this one looks. Oh, that's a lot smoother. You can still see some texture in there, but it's a lot smoother compared to the other two. And then this one, yeah, it's definitely a lot smoother. So, point being is that normally a custom order would come in. I would only have one paper type on here. And this particular one is the Fuji Flex Crystal. And that's the only paper type available on here. On a new site, you've got several different options in terms of paper type that you can order. And you don't have to send in an inquiry to me. You just, you know, go through all your options and figure out, okay, do you want more texture in the print, less texture somewhere in the middle? Do you want it to be smooth, like with photo paper, or do you want a fine art paper that's got more texture in it with the cotton or the rag? So it's up to you which paper type you want to have. And then there's the wall art, where this is really smooth. So again, underneath you have metal, the description, more info. You click that and it'll show you an example of the product. Very shiny. There's the back of it. So of course the metal is gonna make the print have like a chrome look to it. It's gonna be really smooth though. Because you look here, you see how flat that is. It's just no texture. In terms of like the pebbly or the rag texture, it doesn't have that. It's metal. So you're going to have a chrome type of feel to it. It's almost like those old classic cars in the 1950s where they were just that heavy chrome metal. And they would be like this really saturated red or magenta or some other color like that. That's the effect where the chrome or that metal really makes the image pop, you know, like quite a bit. And then this is going to have a lot more reflection to it. So there's that. This is total opposite. This is the stretch canvas. So now your texture is going to be that canvas in there. You're going to have that canvas look to it. So it's different from having acrylic painting on canvas with a photograph on canvas, that the actual texture from the canvas, that the fabric is really going to show through. Now, some people like that because it cuts down on the glare for one. And just in terms of style, they like the canvas better, but like I said, it's really up to you. And then on the back is stapled. So yeah, it's just stretched canvas and it's printed on the front. So yeah, there's the print, and then they stretch it on the wood and they staple it in the back. So there's that option. But point being is like, there is no way I would be able to put all of these options on the old website. It's just, it would take up too much space. But yeah, this is very thin acrylic. This is the flat mounted canvas. So I think this is styrene. They might use styrene for this. I'm not quite sure. Or this is like a thin piece of wood. And then there's your canvas texture again. So stylistically, some people just like the canvas more. Now, if you go into metal, and I keep pressing the wrong button, acrylic metal, more info. It's really flat, but it's really shiny. You know, not a lot of texture to it. So if you like something that's more contemporary instead of traditional as far as style, the metal is definitely a good option. But you also have high gloss, mid gloss, satin. So you have different options here or choice of finish. So again, there's different selection of products, and then each product can have different variations of that product. So that's what I mean, like making the website more practical. That's what I wanted to do. And then these are epic prints down here at the bottom. More info. These are gonna price more expensive just because you're getting the extra material with it. So this is more the high-end product here. It's going to be available for all the prints. You have the frames that are available. So you just get an idea of what everything looks like. But yeah, this looks like a die-bond back. It's really high-quality material here. And then you look at the print, the texture, it's flat. Again, it's that metal. It's going to have that chrome look to it, to the colors. Now, one thing I do have to point out with the epic prints is, like, say an 8x12, you have that blue edge that's going to show up, like when you hover over the dimensions, it's going to have that blue box come up, or the blue outline. That's going to show you the zone. Everything is going to have to be in that safe zone. So some of that can be cropped. The stuff that's on the very edge in red, that's going to likely get cut off, right? And so I pick products where there's going to be the least amount of cropping. Most of them, there's no cropping at all. But I noticed that the epic prints, they're going to crop the most on the small size, like 8x12. Now, once you start selecting the larger sizes, you notice the cropping goes down on the edges. 16x24, there's hardly any cropping at all. 20x30, maybe an eighth of an inch gets trimmed off, but it's very, like, it's not noticeable. And then you got 24x36. It's basically going to be the full print. And in terms of pricing, I am adding the archival prints to this website as well. Which, when I did the last local exhibition I did, that was my most, the comment that came up the most at the restaurant where people were saying we need something closer to our price point. And so these prints are basically new, like done in the last 3 years or so. So those are going towards galleries, you know, all of my exhibitions. So galleries usually take 35 to 50% commission on the prints, which means that I have to make sure that once I give the gallery their commission, I still have enough to cover the material costs and actually pay myself as a profit, of course. So all of that goes into consideration with the pricing for the gallery stuff. I put all of my photographs in tiers. So the first three tiers, which is about 25 photographs, they're going to be for the galleries. The price point is going to be higher to take the commission, the gallery commission in consideration. And they are newer, so the newer stuff is just naturally going to cost more. But that's only going to be, like I said, 25, 30 at most of the photographs in the entire inventory. Once everything is added to the website, what I currently have, it's going to be well over 200. I'm thinking about 250 photographs are going to be on the website. So 25 to 30 out of that 250 is going to be on the higher end. And then everything else after that is going to gradually come down depending on when the photo was made or captured. So I'll show you guys an example of what I'm talking about. Now, specifically with the archival prints, I do have the first category in here already. There's going to be plenty more. There is going to be plenty more. This is birth. Now, same deal. Paper prints, fine art prints, and in the wall art. And it's same thing in terms of what's offered. So with these types of prints, it makes a big difference because I'm not promoting these or exhibiting these in galleries. So I don't have to take the gallery commission into consideration when I'm pricing these. And plus, images like this are really old. This particular capture was from 2013. So it's over 10 years old. it's over 10 years old. So these were, I wasn't promoting these or marketing these prints. But when people started asking me for cheaper options, I'm like, well, I'm not using these prints anyway. And galleries typically want work that has been created within the past 5 years. After that, in their minds, the work is getting old and they want to see what your style of work is currently. So for competitions, gallery exhibitions, a lot of my publications, the work is going to be between this year and probably 2020, 2019, maybe at the latest, as far as going back. But everything 2018 backwards, for the most part, I really don't promote those to the high end or the high profile clients or collectors. So yeah, that's where that separation is, right? And I've got plenty. Like, the oldest work I have is 2008, which is when I first started, like, seriously taking photographs. So they're going way back. I don't promote that stuff to galleries at all. And for a long time, I had stopped printing it, and even I didn't even have it on the old site. But now that everything is going to be automated, you know, I can just add it online onto the new website, and collectors are just able to order the print however you would like to order it. I don't have to manage it, that the ordering process of it, so I'm free to add more work this way. Now, the other thing that's going to be better than the old site is this keyword section. The first few keywords on all the prints are going to be the same. And I did that because I want to improve the SEO, the search engine optimization for Google and Bing and all the search engines. So that's what that's for. Now, the last few keywords at the end here, they're going to be very specific to that print, to that artwork. And I would get inquiries that would ask me, okay, Eric, let me see all your macro photography. I would have to manually make a list of all my macro work and send it, right? But now all you have to do is come on here and click macro. And the website is going to generate all the macro images that's in the inventory, right? So that frees me up from not having to do that or answer those type of inquiries, right? So again, it's just more practical. I got abstract here, still life, same deal. But again, if you click something that's just art for sale, like the first one, everything's going to have art for sale. Everything in the entire inventory. So if you click that, you're going to get a whole bunch of images. It's going to list everything that I have on the website because everything has art for sale on there. Right now, I've got about 50 pieces on here. But there's going to be plenty more. There's going to be more. So you don't want to go through all those. So you would go up here. This is the little icon up in the corner. You got photo details, play slideshow, full screen. There's share. There's also a comment section. You click on that. You can enter comments there. Share. There's a little link, and then you can go directly to Facebook or X. Some people call it Twitter. I still call it Twitter. I mean, like, calling the next is kind of weird, but anyway. So photo details, title, description. It is digitally signed and everything's open. If I do have limited edition prints, I'm going to have to manually process those orders because this is everything's automated. As soon as you confirm your order, the order goes directly to the photo lab instead of coming to me. So I used to have on this site, you would order a print. The order would come to me. I would verify the order. I would work with the collector on the customization part of it. Or if they want a different paper, I'd work on that with the collector. And then I would send it to the photo lab, right? So on the new site, you put the order in, it's going to go straight to the lab. When I come to the studio in the evening time, I'm just going to see a list of what has come through. And the only thing I really have to manage are damaged items. I have to manage those, of course, and the returns. So those are the two big things that I would still have to keep, make sure I stay on top of. But other than that, it's automated. Everything goes through from start of the order process to sending it to the lab, and then the lab sends it to whatever you included as your shipping information. And then the other thing on the sidebar is, yes, there is camera info here. Now, I run into this anytime I'm out photographing, or sometimes I'll come to the studio and get emails and people will ask me, what were your camera settings? What type of camera did you use for this particular photograph? I would have to go into the metadata, collect that information and send it to the person, right? But on this website, the camera info is going to be included. So you got camera, lens, focal length, everything. And if you click show more, there's more information. Flash was off, did not fire, the date captured, everything. Software I used to edit the photo, everything's in there. And then this is the size, the actual print size. So yeah, everything's there, which is really cool. So for the novice photographers, you just find something that a photograph you want to mimic or try to copy or take something similar. You can come here and you look at the settings that I use and say, okay, let me try something like that. But yeah, the only instance that the camera info is not there is if I made a composite, if I take the original photo and put it on a background and merge them together or add it with something else and merge it together, then the camera info gets lost. So when I upload it to the website, it doesn't capture it all the time. And I don't know if I can manually input the metadata on here, but that's the only way I would do that. I don't have a lot of composites as far as photographs, but that's the only reason why it wouldn't be here. So if you come to a photograph and the metadata or the camera info is not there, that's pretty much where I've maybe manipulated the photograph, or I merged photographs together to make one photograph, and so you lose the individual metadata. But you come down here to the bottom right hand corner, there's the bifoto icon, you click on there, and like I said, everything is readily available. So it's going to be very streamlined, very simple compared to what it was before. Do not be surprised if I start changing my signature on some of these, because like this, I want to turn it flat a little bit more. You may or may not notice it, but I can tweak them. I can tweak my signature and then re-upload the image without having to upload the entire photograph again, like all the information again. I can just replace image on the website, on the back end, and just update it. And so that's really cool, without taking the photo down, doing that type of update, and then loading and then adding the photo back. So yeah, that's really cool. I found that out yesterday. I'm like, that'll be really helpful, because sometimes I want to tweak my signature a little bit. But yes, the signature is digital. And what I usually do, I can use my Wacom tablet, but let me see. I still use my iPad Pro, which is, so of course my Apple Pencil. I do have a Wacom tablet, but it's not hooked up to my Mac Mini, and I'm probably going to end up testing that out, because I like writing my signature on the iPad, but I don't like working on a bunch of photos on there because the screen is just too small. Even though I have the 12.9-inch, it's just too small. So I have a 27-inch monitor hooked up to the Mac Mini, so I like the 27-inch monitor much, much better. But yes, everything is there. Like I said, you can also leave comments on here, which is really nice. It's nice that you can leave comments, but it's not going to be distracting to the photo details area. It has its own space on the sidebar. So I think that's really cool. So if you ever see a photograph and you want to leave, I don't like a review, that'll be a really good way to do it. Or see something that you like. You can even ask me questions over here. Because there are probably other people who have the same questions, comments, questions, feedback, all that type of stuff. This will be a good place to put it on a specific photo. And then this one only has one size right now. It does. I'm probably going to look at making this larger than an 8x8 inch, but I would have to recreate it. Cause at the time, like this is from 2013. The time that I actually made this or took this photograph, I wasn't clear on how to enlarge the photograph without it being pixelated. And now I know how to enlarge the raw file without messing up the resolution. So now I do that all the time. But back then, I didn't. 2013, definitely no. So, yeah, this one's very small. But I don't know if I can recreate it exactly like I have it. And I'm really picky about doing that. But I'll see where it is. I have to go back and look at the raw file and see if I can recreate it. But the way it is right now, I really, really do. I like it. Now, the other problem I run into is back in 2013, I was running everything on PC. Now I'm running everything on Apple. And so the older files, the metadata, not the metadata, but the XMP files that hold all the editing information, they're not transferring well over to Apple, over to my Mac. So I can't pull up the XMP information, the editing information on my iPad. It's not pulling up really well on the Mac Mini. So I have to be careful how I transfer those older files over to Mac. And I have to do it specifically through Adobe Bridge. Because Adobe Bridge will merge the XMP file with the raw file. Otherwise, if I open up the raw file on my iPad, there's going to be no edits on it at all. Like, I would have to start from scratch. So I finally figured out how to transfer them over without losing the editing information. But that's why it's taking me longer to transfer a lot of my work over. Because just Apple's not reading the PC XMP file very well at all. It's just not reading it. And it's really annoying, but that's where I'm at with that. But yeah, this is the archival stuff. And then as you can see, the pricing is a lot lower. Like I said, so there's going to be plenty. There is going to be over 100 photographs in this category easily, because I've been taking photographs since 2008. I literally have thousands of photographs, and I've had to get rid of quite a few to save up on external hard drive space. Hundreds of them I've lost because some of my hard drives have crashed. So yeah, there's plenty of files. So in order to expand the inventory without driving myself crazy or running into burnout, I have to make the ordering process automated, like automate that process. So now I move myself out the way and just let art collectors come to the site, order whatever you want. It goes to the lab, they fulfill it, ship it. And like I said, the only way I would actually be involved is damaged items, returned items. That would be it. And like I said, for the limited edition, if I make limited edition ones, then I would have to do those manually. But again, those would only be limited to maybe 7 prints total. So there is not a lot of manual stuff behind that, because it's limited in how many prints I would actually offer. And then other than that, I'm gonna have to do something. Well, I've tweaked the homepage. It doesn't scroll. It's just a still shot compared to what I'm coming from, where there's a slideshow, which this does have that capability, but I don't have a footer. See how everything kind of gradually loads in? That is really cool. But that's why I paid extra to have those little bells and whistles in the website. And then down here, I actually have a footer with all this information. Social media stuff is down here. With this website, everything is here and I can't move it. My footer is extremely small and it doesn't have a background color. So I'm gonna have to go into the HTML, CSS, and see if I can, without breaking it, see if I can change it, move social media icons down here. And then, of course, I want to add more images for the slideshow. But yeah, so the new website, which you see here, is active, but technically it's still in the trial mode. I have about a 2 week trial on it before I actually have to officially jump in. But I did want to make sure that my work fit and I could actually do what I was thinking. Because sometimes I have these ideas and be like, okay, I want to automate this and I want to make this change. And then I actually get to the template and I can't do what's in my head or what's on the concept to do. So yeah, I want to get rid of this up here on top in the navigation area and really have that work like it does here. See, when I hover over it, it turns white. And then when I move the mouse, it goes back transparent. That is awesome. So if I could recreate just that part, that would really help. So recreate that in the header and in the footer, actually give myself a background color and move all this little information, down here. Because this is here on the new site in the left-hand bottom corner, but it's really hard to see. So you don't need any of that information for orders, but it would be nice that you could see it's there. So yeah, I just need a background on both of these. And then of course my creative writing, I still have it here. I'm going to add links to some of, well, I have already to some of these stories. Actually, this page might be done. I think the only thing I need to add is a book, the book cover, which I'm going to have to put a code in for that, for this. So now, if I find a template on the new site that's a little bit cleaner to mimic this look, because I like the look of this, if I find something a little bit cleaner, I will definitely change templates to use it. But so far, this particular web host only has a few templates. They don't have any premium style templates as far as I could see. So I'll continue to work on this in terms of presentation the best I possibly can. But the thing I really can't lose is the functionality of how this ordering process works. So there's that. Yeah, so I had to come through here and make sure that this is because some of these, like these don't need to come off the albums, the keepsakes, because it just doesn't look right. The products, I don't like how they look, and they crop the images a lot. I just don't like them. I'm not crazy about them. So I just have to make sure I put this particular image in the right category so that these are not there. Because see, as much cropping as it does, I just don't like it at all. I really don't. I think on some of the older works, older pieces, I can have some of this stuff if the cropping isn't too bad. But other than that, I just, I'm like, not so much. And then this I would have to test out because I don't know how my work is going to look on ceramic. Actually, if I use this, I would create designs specifically for that type of product. I wouldn't necessarily put like the photographs I have now on that. But yeah, I have to update that one. This one. Yeah, so what I'm going to do is go through all the stuff I have on there right now and make sure the product listings are correct. And then continue on with adding new work to this website. Now, I'll end it off by saying, like, this website is going to be up for another week and a half or so. And then it's officially going to close. And then this is officially going to open. I'm probably going to do the whole official kickoff on Sunday, this coming Sunday. I think that's when the trial is over. So I want to work on it as much as possible and make sure this is the theme I want to use. This is the web host I want to use. Like, make sure I don't run into any issues. So I'll go through all that stuff this week, just testing everything out. Because there are other web hosting sites I can use, but this one has some things going on in the background that I want to implement for order processing that I think works the best. So I just want to make sure, especially with the presentation, that it looks the way that I want it to look. What else is there? Oh, and you see on the bottom now, that's my footer with all the information in there. But it's really small. So I want to get this down there and probably make this bigger. And then when I go on the home page, be able to scroll down and have more information down there. Social media channels might be able to be linked down there. I don't know. I'm not sure how much I can customize this without messing up the code. So I'll see what I can do. But yeah, for now, I'll probably pick out a few more images that can scroll, like, and just play through the slideshow on here. But right now, this is like the best one that I have. In terms of like a featured image, and then see where I can go from here. Because without having that white background that can pop up, or something that's opaque, on the darker images, you'll lose the text completely. Like, you won't be able to see it. So that's what I'm trying to stay away from. And then on here, if it's darker, you'll lose where the buttons are completely because there is nothing in the back of there. So I'll see what I can do. with it. But right now, this is a start. And the most important thing is for me to get all the photographs on here. Like I said, which is taking a while. And I am going to miss some of this, but I'm going to try to pull some of the design over even more. And then I'll go to the web host and ask if they have any premium themes. Because that'll also be helpful to see something a little bit more crisp. But in terms of functionality, the new site is just 150% better in terms of being able to select various types of products, various sizes, and then having the metadata on there, on here, the keywords, being able to separate everything by keywords. So there's just so many pros to it that it outweighs the actual look of the site, right? So yeah, the function of this works a lot better. And then I'll work on the presentation as I go. And then, of course, there's the About page, which I was trying to do this on the old site. And that's the only thing I couldn't do. is have my photo and then this off to the side. I could not get it to look right. And so I just end up doing everything in like a straight line. So I got to this page yesterday and I'm like, oh, this will actually work on this website. So the normal page, that works better. That's what I was trying to do all this time, but I couldn't get it to work. Work very well on the old site. So there's that. Let's see. And the blog, I don't know if I'll be able to recreate that. And then also the last thing is the contact page. I don't know if I'll be able to do that. So what I will probably do is include my email on the About page, because I haven't seen a template for the contact page. There's usually one, but I haven't seen it. And I'm still learning the user interface for this new site and how everything works on behind the scenes. There are so many different buttons. The UI is completely different. User interface is completely different. So it's like, okay, I'm trying to find where all the buttons are that I'm used to using and that type of thing. So it's a learning curve. But other than that, I think I finished this yesterday with adding all the links to the exhibitions, links for the publications that my work is in. So when you click something like that, that's going to take you to a different tab. So yeah, there's that. But yeah, that's all I have for now. But thank you everyone for listening. I really appreciate it. And I will be back in a bit with more updates to let you guys know how much progress I've made. The only issue is that most of the older works that I created do not have any... they don't have any signatures on them. So it's not just like grabbing everything and just uploading like in bulk. I have to go back and sign everything, make sure the dimensions are the way I need them to be. The other benefit to this too, other, you know, compared to other websites, is there's no limit to the file size. Like if you go to Satya Art, I think Fine Art America, some of those types of sites, there's a limit on how big the file can be that you upload, and usually it's like 25 megabytes to 30 megabytes, somewhere in there. Most of my work, especially the color pieces, color photographs, they're way over 25, 30 megabytes. So I always have to lower the size down. But with this particular website that I'm using now, the new one, I can upload the photos as large as I need to, so I don't have to do that. So that's really good. But yeah, other than that, that's all I have. And if you guys have any questions, just leave them down in the comment section. And I appreciate those of you that are subscribing to the channel. And also you can follow me on Instagram and X, Twitter. I don't know what you guys are calling it now. I have to revamp Pinterest because my Pinterest outlet or Pinterest channel was linked to Shopify. So I unlinked it yesterday. I have to build that connection all the way back up again, or see if I can with this new website, so that I can get my verification back with Pinterest. And yeah, that's all I have. So again, questions, just email me, and I will get to you guys' responses and stuff like that. But in terms of ordering, all of that is streamlined now. It's just a matter of me getting all the photographs added to the new site, and that's it. So until next time, thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it. And I'll see you on the next podcast. Take care.